Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call. It is already Saturday, July 29th. Wow, we are really pushing through the second half of 2023. Thank you for joining our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call. I appreciate all of you that are joining us on our conference line where we've been hanging out for now, 15 years and adding on Clubhouse to the mix in the last couple of years. And for those of you in Clubhouse, I believe the red ticket means you got to join the club or something like that. I have to get myself all the way updated with these new bells and whistles when it comes to how we are able to expand our fellowship literally all over the globe. So I pray that you are starting off this Saturday with a blessing. Because God's got a blessing with your name on it. That was Norman Hutchins, an oldie but a goodie. And that's what I'm holding on to because I am claiming my blessings with my name on it and pray that we all have an opportunity to do the same. I have been, as you know, on the road from city to city, conference to conference. So I want to first just thank God for safe traveling journeys. Had some weather delays yesterday. 'Tis the season of some of the storms and weather challenges, but thank God for mercy. I really felt sorry for some of the families that I saw in the airport traveling with little kids and babies with delays. It's just not easy. But the alternative, we don't want to think about. So when they have to pause or cancel flights due to weather, we just have to grin and bear it and appreciate the fact that we can go to and fro safely. You know, every time I step on a plane and step off, I'm like, wow, God really gave man knowledge to do so much here on the earth. And we walk onto trains, buses, walk into cars, get on planes with the expectation that we're going to get to our destination and that everything is going to be fine. We put faith in the capacity and the ability for these different modes of transportation to get us to and fro. And I was like, wow, if we could put that amount of faith in the God we serve and what he can do for us, it would really make this world a different place, especially for those of us who have chosen to believe that God is real, his word is true, and it will never return unto him void. So it just made me pause and just say, Lord, help me each day to stretch and grow my faith, to continue to believe you can do abundant, exceeding above anything I could ask or think. And that is where we sit as faithpreneurs on this journey called life. As we grow each and every day in the revelation of who God is, we are able to stretch into a knowing that God is truly in control, that there is nothing impossible with him. And as we meditate on these scriptures, as we are reminded in these fellowships, that it strengthens us and gives us the ability to press, push, pray, and praise our way into what God has provided for each and every one of us. So I want to thank you for your support. Thank you if you're new to this fellowship. It's real simple here. You just got to believe that God is real. You just got to believe that the word that Jesus gives us each and every day to remind us of whose we are strengthens our capacity as faith-based entrepreneurs and faith-based professionals growing their personal economy, that we build and grow our enterprise with a fidelity to God, that we understand that when you seek ye first the kingdom of God, right? When you seek him first, then all things shall be added. So you are fully able to experience everything that God has created for us and the abundance that that he has intended to prosper us without compromise when it comes to our faith and our understanding of what it is that God has called us to do and who it is he has called us to be. So as we begin today, I am finally back in New York, but I do have a virtual presentation. So my time will be limited in our fellowship today. So just continue to keep me in prayer as I get a little bit of lemon for some tea. To continue on and get my needed downtime. Everybody in the community is always saying, are you getting your sleep? Are you getting your rest? So I take what I can get when I can get it. But I am going to power down for a little bit after we get through the whole Faithpreneur weekend experience, the launching of the Faithpreneur TV network, and everything that God is doing in this season, clearly on his time and not my time. At his will and not my will. So I am just thanking him for continued strength, for discernment, for guidance, for new partnerships, for opportunities and ways that we expand the capacity to support you, my faithpreneurs, as you grow from emerging faithpreneurs, writing the vision and making it plain, to establish faithpreneurs ready to scale and grow, to empowered faithpreneurs who are able to turn around and sow into kingdom business. And thank you for those who are partnering with me in the investor circle to make sure that we can create this space for faithpreneurs to thrive and grow in a global media opportunity. So I am not independent of your prayers. So make sure you keep them going up and double on Sunday. So with that being said, I'm going to get started with just sharing a couple of scriptures that I have been focused on and just reminded of, because when you are growing through this faith journey, right? The faithpreneurs, hello, we gonna be tested. Your faith will be tried. But remember, it is impossible to please God without faith. And that's the unknown, what you can't see, what you don't totally understand. And when we say you gotta trust him when you can't trace him, it's true. That he wants that surrender, that point where you get to your faith having finality, something that a very special awardee shared, but I'll hold on to that because it was just so juicy. Can't wait to share pieces of that with you. But the point of holding on to what you can't see, what's not definite, what seems unsure, is really your test of, can you do it? Because if you can do it, then you don't need God, right? If you can do it, then it's really no testing of your faith, because you feel with your own human capacity and your desires that you can just make things happen. But when you realize it's bigger than you, what it's not about you, but it's about what God is doing through you, you start to sit in a different space of spending that time in building your relationship with God so that he can reveal himself, and the word becomes that living opportunity, that space where you're like, okay, I see what God meant in his word. And when you have good shepherds over the places of worship where you go that are able to explain the word and to understand, help you understand how it comes alive in you, then you live your life in a different way with a different expectancy of what it is that God is showing you, what he is preparing you for, and what your example and your testimony will do for those who hear and witness your journey as a faithpreneur. So one of the things that I love is at this stage of my life, because when I was younger, I didn't totally understand, you know, when the church mothers would get up and quote scripture and talk about how much they thank God for how they got over. I'm like, well, what are they talking about? Or they would say, well, oh, just how sweet he is. I'm like, well, you can't eat Jesus. So what they saying? But now as I've gotten older and more mature, I understand that it truly takes that growth for you to get to that space where you understand how sweet God is, that peace that passes all understanding, that acknowledgement of what really is available to you, and some of the things that we have said or done or learned or picked up that just interrupt and challenge our capacity to live in the fullness that God has established for us. And there's some scriptures. PLC had shared a link with me. He is the best in finding links and recordings when it comes to just strengthening your faith muscle, just understanding how to just get back in the Word. And we both love psalmists and the songs. You all know my playlist is serious because those are forms of prayers and praise that helps to pave the way for the prayers to go through. And there are a couple of scriptures that I just want to share today for my faithpreneurs, because as faithpreneurs, your purpose in having a business is to be lucrative, is to have surplus, is to be able to make a profit, is an opportunity for you to share your gains with those who need it in a variety of ways. So there is no apology in becoming profitable enterprises. There's a pathway. There's the methodology that we share in Destiny Designers University as the only training and development platform for faithpreneurs. But all of it starts and it's rooted and grounded in the Word of God and what God's Word tells us and what we have access to so that we can leave an inheritance for our children's children, that it's a process. And as you go through your process, you'll have ebbs and flows, you'll have ups and downs, and it's nothing to be sad about or ashamed about. It's a part of your journey and your growth to your wealthy place, to what it is that God has in store for you. And when you read the scripture, Scripture is reminding us of God's promises to us, what he said. And we know that God is not a man that he would lie, what he said he would do, and he makes no mistakes. So Proverbs 16:3, this version is the ESV version. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. That's basically saying, as faithpreneurs, when we are able to understand what God has purposed for our lives, and we're very particular and we're intentional about saying, Lord, what would you have me do? Help me to hear you clearly so that my delivery of the talents, the skills, the downloads that you've given me, it gives me confidence in knowing that I am doing things according to your will and your way. And the King James Version says, commit thy works unto the Lord and thy thoughts shall be established. So the English Standard Version says your plans, but I love King Jimmy, right? I love commit thy works unto the Lord and thy thoughts shall be established, because it's the thoughts that can get us messed up, because the enemy will come and try to plant seeds of doubt or confusion, because he knows he can't interrupt, well, he can try to interrupt, but he can't stop the plans that God has for you. He can't stop who you've been called to be. He can try to throw you off course. He can try to, you know, make you quit before your blessing. He can try, as we know, with the many distractions, to have you just not see with clarity what God has for you. But praise God that here we can cancel that little minion, right? We can step on his head and his cross-eyed mother-in-law, as Bishop Tudor Bismarck would say, so that we could really hold on for what God has said, the promises that he gave, like in Deuteronomy 30:9, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. When we read these scriptures, it's a reminder, once again, of the promises that God has made for us. And every time we are able to repeat these scriptures, when we're able to remind ourselves of the promises, that's where we get the strength. That's where we get deeper understandings of just the letter of the word, but what truly it means for us to be able to stay the course and to know Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. So as you are growing through life, God continues to to unveil and show you those plans that he has for you. He continues to reveal it in a different way so that you're like, oh, I see. I understand now what this is. Oh, this was all a part of my development. God had to see where my faith lied. He had to see if I was really able to trust him through the process. And if I trust him, even when I can't trace him, there will be a reward on the other side. Because once again, if you can do it on your own, then what you need Jesus for? If you can solve it by yourself, then where is your faith? But as faithpreneurs, I love Deuteronomy 8:18, which reminds us, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. God gives us the power as faithpreneurs to be profitable and successful, to do what it is that he has called us to do. So you think if you're attached to all of the solutions that are necessary and needed for progress and growth in the area that you've been anointed, that the enemy is just going to say, okay, come on, boo. Come on, go ahead and get yours. Ha! Go ahead, collect the bag. Be successful. No, he's going to try to do everything in his power to stop you, to interrupt you, to cripple your ability to move forward. And that's why it's important for us to stay in prayer and supplication, to stay in God's word, to turn on the opportunity that we have to grow as faithpreneurs in the word of God, in the strength of our testimony. And that's why we start here in this room always with what we're grateful for, just thanking God for being God, thanking him, not just for what he can give us, but just for being such an awesome God that he would look past our faults, see our needs, know our heart's desire is to serve him and to love him. And in this fellowship, we can be transparent. We can be safe in this community that as we're growing, sometimes you might miss the mark. Sometimes you might make a mistake. It's not the end of the world. The good news is you recognize it and you don't dwell there. You move on and you thank God for new grace and new mercy that he provides each and every day so that we can hold on to his word and to his promises of yes and amen as we grow through this thing called life. So I pray that you're encouraged as I encourage myself. The road is not always easy or smooth, but it's in those developmental bumps in the road that we truly put on the whole armor, know how to fight, get strengthened so that we can be there for those who are attached to us, to our purpose, to our destiny. And we are able to just be a light in this very troubled and worrisome world, that we don't internalize all the challenges around us, but we continue to look up to the hills from whence cometh our help, and our help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So I'm going to pause there because I'm like, Lord, you got me just sharing Jesus, and I got to get ready for the peoples. But I am grateful that we can have this fellowship. Let me check on the conference line to see if anybody is able to greet the family, and then we will jump on over to the clubhouse streets. I believe we have a couple of our moderators and one of our honorees for 2023 joining us on the stage. And they'll be able to share, and then we'll keep the Holy Ghost party going as long as the moderators have time to keep moving forward. So star one, if you're on the conference line, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today. And we have been adding on some additional directives when you introduce yourself and talking about what scripture you're holding on to, what blessing you're claiming, what you were overcoming. So today we opened up with the song, God Got a Blessing with Your Name on It. I want you to share the blessing that you are standing in expectancy for so that we can touch and agree with you as you walk through your faith journey. So go right ahead.
Good morning. This is Valerie Adelie from Brooklyn, New York.
Good morning, Valerie. Great to hear your voice. So go ahead and tell everybody what you're grateful for and what blessing got your name on it.
Okay. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to celebrate my birthday today, July 29th, I'm grateful for God keeping me, and I'm grateful for friends, and I'm grateful for his love and his protection. And I'm grateful for him allowing to me to be stronger and trust in the Lord a little bit more. And I'm thankful for the people of love that he put in my life.
Amen.
From all nationalities. I appreciate that.
Amen, amen. Well, happy birthday. Since I am in the studio, I can give you some birthday horns. And wishing you blessings on blessings for many more, Valerie. Thank you for being with me all these years, over a decade. You have been here, one of the first few calling in. So just appreciate you, my darling. Wishing you nothing but multiple blessings beyond your wildest expectation for your birthday and all that you do. So thank you for being here and being a part of our family.
Thanks, Dr. Stacey Grant and everyone. Thanks again.
You are
welcome. Stay blessed.
Thank you, my love. And let me see if anybody else is on the conference line. Star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and what blessing got your name on it. We just going to claim it and call it down. Ministering angels, deliver today. All right, I'm going to jump on over in the clubhouse because I think everyone's in listening mode over here. D. Jason Hodge, are you ready? Microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Hey, sis. How y'all doing? I was in the background doing stuff. I'm like, let me run in there real quick. How you doing?
I figured as much. So if you're doing background, we'll let you keep multitasking, and I'll go over to Minister Boyd and see if she is ready to greet everyone, and we'll come on back to you. All right, my sister, are you ready to tell us, we know your name, Minister Boyd, where you tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and what blessing got your name on it? All right, she moving back to her microphone too. See, that's what this app does, all the multitasking. We go on to Carmen, Wealth Fedora herself. Tell everybody where you tapping in from, sis, what you're grateful for, and what blessing got your name on it.
Good morning. I have been smiling ever since the song. Oh, that's an oldie but goodie. Thank you for that song. That was a blessing in itself, because I know that God has a blessing for me headed up this way. Listen, I'm tapping in from Houston, Texas. Hi, Houston, Texas. It sure lives up to its name this morning, but it's a beautiful, warm morning. I thank God for just being alive. And Dr. Stacey, I'm so excited I'll be able to get a hug from you next week. And a few others of our family members I know will be joining us here in Houston. Be ready for it. It will be over 100 degrees, which means about 110 to 15, feel like. So just be ready, y'all, at the Power Networking Conference with our dear friend, Dr. George C. Frazier, August 2nd through the 5th next week. Y'all, so, and we're doing a something special, Stacey, before the actual kickoff of the conference. We're doing a pre-conference kickoff with Larick. I think you're aware of it, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you're in the Houston, greater Houston area of Texas, and if you didn't purchase a ticket to maybe be at the conference, you can attend the pre-conference. I don't know if there's any free tickets left, but if it's not, it's a very minimal cost just to kind of kick it off. So share that with your friends in the Texas area. And also, we're looking for a couple more volunteers. So let me know, hit me up if you are in the area, not in New York. Not looking for people to travel in to volunteer for a day or two. With that being said, Dr. Stacey, when you talked about the scriptures, girl, see, I already know that we are kindred spirits anyway. But that scripture, Proverbs, what was it? Proverbs 16:3. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Woo! So you want to know what blessing I know that my name is on. But I just, and you know, and I oftentimes, y'all know, for most of you know me, but I've been in serving for 33 plus, going on now 34 years in the financial space. So, and some of y'all know my story as a little child, being afraid to even sleep at night and praying and asking God to make me rich. Even didn't know what rich meant at 5 years old, but that seed was already planted in me to not, and it wasn't about being rich, because I don't even, that's not what I strive for. I strive to be a blessing to the kingdom. And, you know, like, the Jabez prayer is my daily, you know, I listen to that every day. It's not for me. It's for me to be the blessing. And because God has trusted me and see that I don't strive to make money so I can drive a big, my car, y'all, is a 2010. It just got shot for somebody in it a couple weeks ago, and it looks like it's brand new. So, and then when I buy cars, I buy them cash. And so that means I buy a car that's already used. So I'm not driving around in a Rolls Royce and a Bentley or a brand new car. I drive nice cars only because I got to get around, but they're very used. No newer than 5 years old. And that's a financial tip I'm letting you guys know, because as soon as you buy a new car off the lot, y'all know the story, it decreases almost 40-50% in value. So that's why I wait for a car to be a few years old, so I'm paying real value for the car. And that's why I'm able to, because of the principles that God taught me through his word, to, you know, save and invest and be able to have the cash to pay. So with that being said, Dr. Stacy, y'all know I told you earlier this year that I was approached by a Harris County treasurer, someone I had never known, but I met her through my godmother, Miss Edna. I don't know if she's on today, but Miss Edna, just by way of her telling her about me and what I do, County treasurer called me, and Harris County is like the fourth largest county in the nation. So that let's speak to you. Y'all know Houston is big, and the whole area is huge, millions, close to 6 million people, and just in the greater Houston area. So she called me and asked me to head an initiative to create a financial literacy program. Y'all, something that y'all know, because some of y'all experienced me personally, that financial literacy is my passion. It is in my core. It is what I live for, to educate our people, especially God's people, but everyone, about getting their financial house in order and teaching them from basic to budgeting to estate planning, which I'll be talking about next week. And so it's been going. It's kind of been chirping along, and then, you know, I kind of got in a rut thinking, well, is this really supposed to happen? You know, here it was, I think, March or April, when the idea came, and last few months, it just kind of, I've been working at it. I have a program, y'all, and you all hopefully will experience it, because I'm going to offer it to all of our faith families, Dr. Stacy. But with that being said, you know, you were talking about how the devil oftentimes make you doubt, right? That, you know, you shouldn't make money, you know, or, you know, doubt your blessings, doubt who you are. And there is no doubt that for 30 plus years, God positioned me to do exactly what I've been doing since a young girl. So the blessing is, it's coming around the corner. Last Friday, I met her for the first time in person. We were at the only Black bank in Texas, in a boardroom with, and it was very multicultural. When we think Black owned, I don't mean it's just, it is Black owned. Case LaWall, which is a Black man here in Houston, owns it. His daughter, the senior vice president, is a close friend of mine, and she should be at the conference next week. But that doesn't mean they necessarily run it. So that's what I'm saying. So it wasn't just Black in the room, but it was very, very, very powerful to be in that room and have a conversation. And then yesterday, we had another Zoom call with another bank, and this is a regional bank from like Alabama to California. It has multiple banks all over the West in the U.S. And I was reminded then, in the conversation that went on for an hour and a half, both states, that God said, and you doubt me? Really? And during that conversation, Stacey, I'm going to make this real quick. So I'm in pastor, I'm in passion mode, I'm in God's work, I'm in ministry, because this is my ministry. And then finally, towards the end, Dr. Wyatt, which is the county treasurer, she said, and Carmen, I know this is a business for you. And you have to excuse me, I'm kind of, she is real upfront, you know, straight, no chaser type of chick. And I said, yeah, it is. But, you know, this is my passion. You know, I'm walking in college. This is my mission. She said, yeah. But at the end of the day, you have to make money. I said, you know, and it was, you know, I'm so humble about that. I said, yeah, that is true. But, you know, so I'm trying to still walk back it, you know, back walk it. And she said, no, we need to know. And I'm not saying right now, but we need to know what it is, how you going to get paid, what we're going to pay you, and so on and so forth. And y'all, it's just, you know, I had chills. You know, it's like those shackles was being released from me thinking, okay, I wasn't thinking about the money. I was thinking about just serving God's kingdom, about helping people get their finances right. But the one who holds the key to the plan, because this has never been done, and we came up with a strategy yesterday. She asked me directly in front of the bank, what's your fee, girl? Tell me what you want. And I just, almost passed out. So that's the blessing. Sorry it was long-winded, but that's the blessing that my name is on, is to initially create for the Harris County, again, one of the largest counties in the nation, financial literacy program. And we even talked about going into the prisons first. Anyway, y'all, I'm so high on it. So thank you, Dr. Stacy. Look forward to seeing you next week. And remember, y'all, if you're in the Greater Houston area, hit me up if you want to come to our pre-conference for free or be a volunteer at the Power Networking Conference. Love everybody. I am Carmen M. Pereira, also known as Carmen Wells, the Wealthpreneur and God's Economic Ambassador. Love y'all.
Amen. Well, look, we love that there testimony right there. And the reminder, right? You know, you have sold, you have given, you took what you were doing with your multi-million-dollar clients and you wanted to make it accessible to those in our community who haven't gotten to that point yet but are aspiring. And that heart of service is what God is blessing, but he also has now provided an opportunity for you to get a return on the kind of investment that you have made in the community. And that's the beauty and the blessing with your name on it, that God is faithful and he didn't forget, hasn't forgotten. And that was just a reminder that he put someone there to say, no, we know the value of what you're bringing. And we know that there is some compensation that's attached to that. So we bless God for how he uses these moments as just reminders that his intent is to prosper you. Right. And that is part of your birthright and your blessing. Once we put God first, seek him first, then all things shall be added and we have access to what he has given us. So, I love that. I love that blessing with your name on it. God almost says proud of you and excited to see what comes as a result of this one door opening, the ripple effect. That's where it's the abundant, exceeding above anything you could ever ask or think, because it started with the faithfulness of doing the work of serving and using what you were able to amass for your almost three decades in the financial industry and reaching the heights of success that you did. And then turning around and saying, you know, it's kind of lonely up here when a lot of my folks up not here. They don't understand. They don't have access. And God has now opened up a way for you to take that knowledge and have that knowledge make room for you and financially add to your inheritance that you will leave for your children's children. So we bless God for that testimony for sure and excited for what God is doing. And yes, looking forward to seeing those of you who will be at the Power Networking Conference in Houston. And I'm excited to be receiving the Icon Award. When Dr. Frazier called me about it, you know, I'm a choir baby. I'm like, what, me? So it's definitely going to be an exciting time there as my time is limited with my new roles and responsibilities, but I am looking forward to spending my time with the PNC family. So I see Bishop, one of our 2023 Faithpreneur honorees that you'll be hearing about some more in these next couple of days. Thank you, Bishop, for joining us this morning. Go ahead and tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and what blessing got your name on it.
Good morning, Dr. Stacy. Good morning, Minister Boyd, my sister Carmen, my brother Jason, Lottie Dottie, and everybody. I am Bishop Sean Lewis. I'm tapping in from Petersburg, Virginia, from Rhema Word Ministries, where we're under the persuasion and belief that there's a word from the Lord. The blessing that I'm tapping in, or actually holding on to, is Exodus 23:20. That's the scripture that we came into this year with, where God told the children of Israel that I will go before you, I will send my angel before you. And then he turns around and tells the children of Israel, listen, don't frustrate the angel now, because he's been sent to help you get to the promises of God. And then he turns around and tells them again, he says, listen, I'm going to be an enemy to your enemies. If you just simply hold on to the word, obey what I said, do all my statutes and commandments, he says, I'm going to be an enemy to your enemy, a problem to your problem, an issue to your issue, and a situation to your situation. So that's the word that I've been holding on to this whole year. I can't shake it and don't want to shake it. So thank you so much, Dr. Stacy, for having me. I'm actually pulled up at a church, my cousin's, and I'm helping her to pressure wash her sidewalk. So if I drop off, I'll be back if I can. But if not, y'all just know that I love each and every single one of you, and there's not a thing y'all can do about it. God bless you all.
Love you too, Bishop. And I love just everything about how you love the Lord, serve the Lord, and give such an example for those, not only in your congregation, but everyone that you work with and even the business enterprise that you have been pursuing, using your talents and certifications. I mean, I just thank God for you. And that's why I'm so excited that we get to celebrate you as a Faithpreneur Legacy honoree this year. Just God bless you and your beautiful wife and children. Like this, that's how ministry should be. You go out to power wash the sidewalk. People say, well, you the bishop, how the bishop power washing? Because you know how to lead and to serve. And that's why God continues to bless you. And I'm sure your cousin is so appreciative. And those humble acts of kindness just multiply exponentially in what God is doing in your life. So we just bless God for you. And thank you for stopping in to share with us this morning. And I'm going to go to one of your ministers in Rhema Ministry. Let's see. Minister Boyd is ready now to tell us where she tapping in from, what she grateful for, and what blessing got your name on it, sis. Well, it's the blessing that she got on. Either she can't get to that unmute or she's still multitasking. So, Jason, we're going to bring it back to you. I know you're always in the back channels making sure everything is set up. But you can go ahead and tell everybody where you're tapping in from for those who don't know you and what you're grateful for and what blessing got your name on it.
Yeah, I didn't get caught this time. I made it back. Wow. You know, Jason Hodge here, a.k.a. the Jason Hodge. I am here in Lakewood, Washington. And, you know, I'm grateful for family, definitely grateful for life, grateful for all that God does on a regular basis. And, you know, I am definitely in that stretch mode, and it's a good thing. It feels like what it feels like. I'll say that.
That part.
Right. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the edit. You know, as I'm working on my book, I'm seeing just like how I have to edit things out. Life is the book itself. You know, you've got to know how to edit things out of your life as well and understand what season goes to what, kind of like the chapters, what chapters go to what. And, you know, what does that look like, the impact that you make in the world that God has placed you in? And I had a really good conversation with one of my sister's business partners yesterday, because, you know, they've been doing a lot of things, making an impact in the community at large. And, you know, they are elevating, moving to the next level. They have spent a good year or two really building strong relationships to where the business community knows them by name. Every time they see them coming now, they're like, oh, wow, those are those people who do all these great things and blah, blah, blah. And so I had an awesome conversation with him because, you know, they're doing a new initiative where they are creating these different business mixers, and they're wanting to impact the businesses at a deeper level to show them not only how to increase their business, but how to tell their stories. So he reached out to me to be on the presentation to do a training, which will be 2 days after we get back from Faithpreneur Weekend. And, you know, I was like, wow, that was definitely an honor to be called like that and to be able to pour into businesses. And it's not, I mean, this has nothing to do with faith-based businesses, but, you know, every time that I have a conversation, it always comes out faith in some way, shape, or form. That's just the norm. I didn't mean to rhyme there. So I'm grateful for that. You know, sometimes we get caught up, or we can get caught up in everything else other than God's voice. And what I've been seeing over the years is that God's voice is the only voice that matters. And as we move and continue to take the next steps, we have to be willing to dismiss whatever it is that we see as the obstacle. And we have to know that because God has said to go and to step and to move, that's all that matters. Dismiss everything else aside from God's voice in your life, and let that be the guiding post, the guiding light, the lighthouse. And don't worry about storms and waves and all of that. This is like when I see that scripture where Peter was out on the water, and he's walking on the water because he saw Yeshua walking on the water. And he said, hey, if you tell me to come, I'll come. And he says, yeah, he told him, come on. And so long as he kept his eyes on the Lord, his footing was sure, because he was walking on the word that the Lord put out. We have to know our footing is sure, and we have to be able to hear his word. So what is that word in your life that he's got? What has he told you to come to? What steps has he told you to make? So these are the things that have been just kind of circulating in my mind as I am going through the editing and constantly being pushed off of my own ledge, if you will. It's like I'm seeing this is more than just popping out a book. You know, it is definitely a live work. So I get it, sis. When you came out with Action, Action First, I remember that whole experience, and I'm going through it myself. So I'm grateful for that, because that's just another level of growth.
Well, that's,
and I appreciate that. Appreciate you. Appreciate everybody up here. And I'm glad to see y'all.
Well, look, love you. That's the blessing with your name on it. The complete
in
your media. And I'm excited for you and for it. And that's why today, as we, you know, focus on the blessing with our name on it, it's a reminder of the process, and that can't be overlooked. You know, we can't run to heaven. It's daily walk. It's a daily step. It's that growth that we have that reminds us of the promises of God. So you can quote scripture from sun up to sundown, and it doesn't mean anything unless you have applied it to your life, that you're not just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. And that
exactly.
As we are meditating on scripture and as we are singing the praises and the songs, it's strengthening our spirit, man, because we are spirit beings having a human experience. So we're going to go through some of these challenges. We're going to go through some of these ebbs and flows. It's just a part of life. We live in a fallen world. Not everybody has decided to follow God. Just as we are serving and believing God is real and his word is true, there are people who have made the opposite decision and are working to devour, right? Roaming to and fro. So we have to be on our guard and on our watch, and also be in tune with the Spirit of God, so that we're not out here trying to be busybodies and everything and itchy ears and, you know, false doctrines and all sorts of things are happening. So this is not a time to be playing when you talk about your work right. with Christ, right? And especially as faithpreneurs who God has given you an answer, a solution, a product, a download, a nonprofit, something to solve a problem and to be profitable as you do it, you have to be really clear on what it is that God has given you to do so that you don't water down, right? We don't want to be lukewarm
That's right.
and spit out, right? We either need to know the
right.
word or we don't. Okay, you getting me stirred up and I got to get ready for this presentation. But I thank God that in this community that Destiny Designers University is the only training and development platform for faithpreneurs. And this is a multimedia opportunity where we're able to highlight your programs, your businesses, the collaborations, the launches of what you are doing yeah. through a process and through this methodology. And it allows us to know it's not an overnight success. It's every single day we are sending up those building blocks. That's what my pastors preach all the time. And I understand it in such a deeper way now that even as we're expanding and taking on this lofty goal of launching the Faithpreneur TV network, it is something that is stretching me. I share my journey with y'all all these 15 plus years we've been here, everything that you've seen, every elevation, every miracle, every manifestation, because the miracle is really in our mouth that God is able right. to do anything. So it's every day. We don't need God to do the small stuff. I think Bishop Jakes talks about that we like to place miracles on things that we can do versus really getting to the point where we have to turn it over to God. Like there's no way in your human capacity it can be done. That's when you know that you are growing your faith muscle. That's when you understand how it is that you are showing up as a witness for the kingdom, that your life is the living testimony, that you get to show each and every day the miracle that God is doing, the blessing that we started out today. And that's what we're talking about. What's the blessing that got your name on it? What is God doing for you? So my blessing is this successful launch of the Faithpreneur TV Network, right? That's what got my name all over it. So once you are clear about what God is doing in your life, also, remember, you got to contend for the promise because there will be opposition. Right. So sometimes we miss that, right, bro? We talk about mm-hmm. it and we mm-hmm. come, we have a good time, but you got to contend.
That's right.
And in that contending right. is when you're able to hold on. And that's where scriptures comfort you, where you could be troubled on every side, yet not perplexed, where you Amen. Can have the peace that passes all understanding. Because ultimately, if God got a blessing with your name on it, the devil can't stop it. He can try to interrupt mm-hmm. it. He can try to distract it, but it's yours. And as you hold on to it, right. you will see those promises. So I know. Oh, there goes Dr. Smile. I was just about to see where she was. I know she has been doing multiple events and programs, and I know Minister Boyd was multitasking. So we'll check in to see if they're available. And then let me look up, because sometimes I don't look up and see who all is in at least the clubhouse streets visiting. So let me shout out everybody before I transition into doing this presentation. Hey, Skeethia. Hey, PLC McKinney. How you doing? Lynette, how you doing? Brother Darren, I see my namesake there. Chef Shauna, what's going on? How are you, my love? Good to see you. Is that... Oh, Lord, my screen is only showing the doctor part, so I can't see who that is. Hollywood, the factoring lady, Robin. Is that my husband? Is that Dr. Tanya Moses? That's my soror. Look at my sorors up in the building. My honey here, you know, he hate when I call him my baby daddy in person and public. Dr. Vera, how you doing? Good to see you. Danny, Lakeisha, King David, Josie, how you doing? Natovia, all right. Uh-oh. Is that my Dr. Teresa Martin Esquire up in the building? Hey, sis, why you got a red ticket? You're supposed to be following the room. Hey, Queen Champion, good to see you. And Wellington, I think that is. If you have that red ticket, it means you have to join the club, and then you'll get notifications when we go live. Stacy, Hadasha, Veronica, Kimberly, Jamila, thank you all for stopping in the clubhouse streets today. I hope you've been blessed by the fellowship. Everyone is welcome to join as long as you believe that God is real. His word is true. It'll never return unto him void. It's the safe place that we've created for our faithpreneurs who are growing their enterprises in our global economy to truly show that we can do it with an integrity to God, unapologetic up in these squeets. And, you know, I'm Jamaican, so I have a lot of jobs. And one of those jobs is being the international president and CEO of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And I got to go do a presentation in about 10 minutes. So pray my straight and look out for all of the highlights that we'll be doing leading up into Faithpreneur Weekend, the 6th annual, which will be broadcast on our network this time, which is different, in our in-person VIP experience that will be for a select few on August 19th. And you'll have the instructions on how to register for that. But Minister Boyd, I'm going to check with you to see if you're ready to tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and what blessing got your name on it. And if you're not ready, we're going to go to Dr. Smile and have her do the same thing. Tell everybody where you're tapping in from and what you're grateful for and what blessing got your name on it. That's what our focus is of the room today. And if everybody has spoken, I think we have, I didn't see Mother Gwen slip up in here, Lord. So hopefully I'll be able to hear you, Mother Gwen, before I get to be in silence while we're here. But Dr. Smile, over to you, and then we'll go to Mother Gwen.
Good morning. You're loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. Dr. Smile, a.k.a. Auntie Roz, out of Dallas, Texas. And you might have to get a second home in Texas, Dr. Stacy. You've been in Texas a little bit more than, I'm just going to start house looking so you can have you a Airbnb every time you come into town in your own chef. But it's been an awesome season. And this year, I don't know if you remember, my niece, her birthday is on your grandmother's birthday. And I am grateful for family. So this year for PNC and Faithpreneur, I'm going to be in Colorado for the first 2 weeks of August. We lost an aunt, and we're going to go do the celebration of that. And then my niece, I asked her if she had a choice. You want to go to Faithpreneur or go to Colorado? But when we lost our aunt, that's how we decided, because I was going to surprise you with Malaya, because, you know, she listens in with me when she's with me sometimes. And she just loves when she sees the book, she comes over and she'll go right to my little bookshelf and she'll read a little bit more about action, despite the distraction. So, but all is well. I'm glad for technology. I want to say I'm grateful for technology. And in the open door, July 29th, I don't think it's by accident that what I came into the room to hear. But God is truth. You know, every day we have to choose if we are going to build our life on opinion or truth. So I love that we have been hanging forever and ever and ever. And I was just thinking about why you were teaching. For what I heard is how we started at BNC with prayer, and now we have it every single Saturday. And I think I have more years than you calculate, but it's been a long time in the making, and such a blessing of your heart. So y'all continue to keep the house of Warfield in prayer. Uncle Vinny is coming out into his Faithpreneur, Kingdompreneur thing. He has some things on the horizon. I can't share it with y'all yet, but y'all just be looking out for Uncle Vinny and his mastering and trucking. So he's coming out on the rise. He's allowing me to be able to coach him. Isn't that funny? To coach him. So, but we're having a good time. But to all of y'all, you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. And remember, your choice will dictate how you live, and someday how we even die. So keep in prayer the book. D-I-E means delivered into eternity. I yield the mic, but no, I always have a voice. Love you, Dr. Stacy. Love you all. Have a great God-amazing day.
Thank you, my darling, and definitely give my love to Mr. Vinny, and I hope you got his chocolate milk. But excited about your trip. I know it'll be a blessing. We all have to get to multiple places sometimes at the same time, but our condolences go with you and the family for covering as you do travel. So you will be missed, but we understand. We understand. So before I... yeah, I have a couple of minutes here. Mother Gwen, I think, was next, and I see Brother Darren here. So, Mother Gwen, tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and what blessing got your name on it.
Good morning. Good morning. I'll be brief. Three things. One, I'm in Houston, hot Houston, and I was in hot Las Vegas, so that made me absolutely convinced and persuaded that I will not go to hell because I do not like heat. Thank you very much. What I'm grateful for. It's the family that I have gained here. I love you so much. I'm in Houston, Mr. Carmen. I hope to see you all soon. And what I'm grateful for is that we have a God, Ephesians 3:20, who can give us abundantly, absolutely more than we could ever thought or think or hope for. And that men will give into our bosoms, pressed down, shaking together, running over as we are faithful. And I'm just thanking God for you casting visions for us to put in our hands tangibly and being a model of go and get more reward from the Lord. God bless you. I'm praying for your health, your strength, the vision of God. And I'm just going to declare and decree that every penny that you need for the launching of the vision that God is giving you, the increased vision, will be sustained in a soon time prior to what you really need it for. In Jesus' name, I love everybody.
Amen. I receive it. Oh, I get to see my Mother Gwen. So looking forward to that. And yeah, I'm not looking forward to the heat down there. And I too agree. I can't go down, honey. I got to go up because I like me a little chill. I could take a breeze and, you know, an island tropical sun. But that oppressive humidity. Woo, Lord. That's why I thank God for braids when you got natural hair. But that's another side note. Y'all pray for me. Hey, Darren, how you doing, my brother? Go ahead and tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and what blessing got your name on it. That's our focus for today.
Good morning, family. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. Grateful for life, God in my life. Our family, friends, colleagues, associates, extended families, too many other mentions, especially when I think, with, including this one, grateful for roof over my head, the stuff in the kitchen, good health and strength. And on top of all that, grateful for rest and relaxation. Like I mentioned, actually, my birthday was Thursday. Woo! Excuse me. I'm still celebrating. In fact, I'm leaving for Orlando on Friday. So y'all think I'm excited now? Nah, wait till I get to Orlando. But anyway. So I'm grateful folks today about what had my, the blessing that had my name on it. I realized, you know, back in the early 90s, I was going to take this little computer course. I'm like, I was really, you know, really into it. So I got, you know, doing some things, and I'm like, you know what? This is what God, this must be what he had planned for me. So I'm a computer and a digital architect. I figure out computer is my, what I love to do. I'm a geek and I'm proud of it. So I think that's what had my name on it. So I'm claiming that. And this week we were talking about changing our focus. I was gone, Jason had been gone when he was doing his little presentation, for lack of a better word, about, you know, kind of being, you know, focused, because, you know, we got all kinds of things happening in the world, you know, all kinds of things happening in the world that we don't have no control over. So, but when we change our focus, you know, again, who we are and whose we are, you know, things will work out, you know, a lot better. And so I got this book a couple of years ago. Action, Decide, Distraction. Yeah, I think that's it. So let's kind of get away from all distractions and focus on, like I say, you know, who we are and whose we are. Everything will be a lot better. So the scripture for this week is Second Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet. Oh, and this is by the King James Version, by the way. And because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of your of you all toward each other abound. So again, I'll put that in the chat for everybody to see it. But you know, just you know, focus on, you know, the big picture, y'all know talking about God, and things always work out for you. So we're gonna keep this thing moving because I'm gonna start getting ready for my trip. Ooh, I'm so excited, I just can't think. So love you all. One of my good friends, his father died actually on my birthday, which was Thursday. He would have been 100 this year, but I want to give my prayers for him and his family. His name was Willie Chambers, and he actually passed like a couple of days ago, so I want to say a prayer for my good friend. Her name is Rochelle Massey, M-A-S-S-E-Y, and she just told me, I found out a couple of days ago, so I want to say a prayer for him and for her and the family. And, you know, could this be kind of hard? So, okay. Keep the same movie. Love you guys.
Love you too, my brother. And definitely praying for those who you have placed on the prayer list and those who've had losses or illnesses. I tell you, that's one of the things about this thing called life. The ebbs and flows, as someone is entering, someone is exiting. But we give God praise for just the lives that transition by how we live. That's what I tell folks. When you can't reconcile that grief and that loss, we're able to honor them by how we live. So we just bless God. And thank you for sharing, and thank you everybody for being here. So, my brother, did we miss anyone? Because I just came on, they had a little delay, so I am here for another second or so, and then we can start winding down if we are through everyone on stage.
Yeah, I don't think we missed anybody on stage. I put an invite out to the audience. Anybody want to pop up? Just raise your hand. You are formally invited. And but I think we got everybody on the stage. Okay, I see that Lakeisha Mosley is in. Okay. How you doing, sis?
I'm doing well, Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for everything that you guys are. You're making me laugh.
I love it.
Okay.
That just made my whole
Dr.
day.
Dr. Stacey.
Oh, Lakeisha, you know you make me smile every time you come talk to Pastor Jason. Yes, Lord.
Amen. You got to receive the call. Amen. I'm just so happy and just so excited. Blessings to you, brother, and your family. I am so happy because, you know, I'm definitely excited about what's going to be happening this week. I'm looking forward to seeing you in person, Dr. Stacey, and the family in Houston. And definitely just talking about all things mental health, talking about all things, understanding how your legacy, understanding your value, and always search for who you are and whose you are in Christ, even when challenges arise. Definitely just focus on all those things. It's been just such a blessing for me, and definitely for my collaborations with all the partners, even on the Clubhouse app, and just even like-minded individuals that relate to this exact same thing when they're brung down, when they're, you know, take things taken away from them, but understand that you can always be built back up. So you don't have to stay there. So just being able to talk about those things and just bring scripture to it, Pastor, and just trying to understand even more and more just how to understand myself and how I understand to evolve moving forward ahead. Just loving the process. I love how that was spoken on the stage. And it's so important for us to understand that process, because even when the challenges arise, you can take that and drive in it, understand that you have persevered, and tell people your testimony. And I'm just so happy to be able to do that on the stage. And I'm coming from the amazing state of Maryland, and just happy to be here with my amazing faith leaders and Just happy to connect with each and every one of you today. And I love, love, love the Lord Jesus Christ. Back to you, Dr. Stacy. Thank you so much.
Good morning, peace and blessings, everyone. I give honor to you, Madam Grand, and I thank God just for being here and just hearing the topic again, or the word, particular word, faith. I was on another call this morning, and we talked about faith and, you know, from Hebrews 11. And, you know, we have to believe, we have to trust God and just believe in God for healing, for wholeness, and being debt-free. And that I am thankful that to hear, Carmen, that you will be doing a class again. And I'm praying that I will not be in any particular thing that will interfere with me partaking in that, so that I can be a better steward of my finances and get some better financial literacy in regards to it. So I'm just thankful today, and everyone who is traveling, and Madam Grand, you have all safe travels, and stay cool, because it's hot up here in the Northeast too. And they said, I think, I don't know if it was in the world or in the U.S., that this has been one of the hottest Julys on record. So God bless you all, and y'all have a lovely day.
All right. I just pop up in to say thank you, Lakeisha and Dr. Viva. I appreciate both of you for being here. And, you know, thank God for technology that I can multitask for one more minute before we go. But I praise God for all of you who are able to come on and those who couldn't, because you're multitasking. But your presence means a lot. And my prayer is that God will continue to bless you to overflow, that there is a blessing with your name on it. And that as we hold on to that, as I hold on to that, that this fellowship is just a reminder and an opportunity that you are just doing what God has called you to do in this season, that we can hear his voice clear, that we can be a benefit to those who need us now more than ever. People are losing hope, and we have to be those voices of hope and reminders that God is an incredible God. He loves us. He wants to see us prosper. He wants to see us walk in the abundance that he has given us, and he wants to see us be true examples of what it means to serve God in spirit and truth. We can't be busted and disgusted. We got to be the best ambassadors, delivering the fruits of the Spirit, so others can be like, you know what, maybe I should check out a little situation. Maybe I should go on ahead and figure out what this relationship with God really means for me. It's a personal relationship that you grow each and every day, and you go into your houses of worship to fortify yourself, to learn how to grow deeper and to get the revelation of the word. So be encouraged as you move forward with the rest of your weekend and week, for the things that you were doing. Jason, any final things before we move on?
Yeah, you know what? Minister Boyd looks like she is available.
Oh, she
good
is.
Good morning, well, family. God bless everyone. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Faith.
No. I'm just glad to hear your voice. I'm going to ask you to pray us out, because I do have to jump back over after you tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and the blessing that got your name on it. So great to hear your voice, and thank you for being here. And, you know, if you can pray us out, that will be it, because I do have to go on and be ready on camera now. So love you all. There's nothing you can do about it. And we're just going to continue to give God praise for what he's already done. We're going to praise him, not like it's about to happen, but that it's already done. So over to you, Mr. Boyd.
Well, good morning. God bless everyone. Thank you again, Dr. Stacy and C. Grant, for all that you do, and continue blessings rest upon you. I am Minister Boyd, and I hail from the big NYC. I am grateful for this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm glad about it, and I choose to rejoice.
started me on my way. I'm grateful for there is more. God says he came to give us life and life more abundantly. So I'm anticipating more. I'm anticipating what God has in store for each of you to see what God has as he orders your steps throughout this journey that we call life. And so I'm just grateful for the blessings that he bestows upon us. Open doors, I declare and decree, as he paves the way for us and for us just to walk in those footprints of making what we have declared and decree, what we have in our hearts to achieve in this season, moving forward. You know, the Lord tells us to write the vision. So continue to write the vision and make it plain, and whoever read it shall run with it, not by might nor by power, but I pray that it be by his spirit. Amen. And so I will go ahead and close out in prayer. Is that okay now?
It is good.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just honor you, we bless you, we magnify who you are, for you reign supreme, Lord God. You sit high and you look low, Lord God. You got the whole world in your hands, Lord God. So we're grateful unto you, Lord God. We sing praises. We open up that you have many blessings with our names on it, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you count the hairs on our heads, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that we are the apple of your eyes, Lord God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that we're able to come in this here community of faithpreneurs, Lord God, on one accord, one faith, believing, Lord God, as it is written in Ephesians 3:20, that you're going to do something exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that is working within us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to blow our minds, Lord God. I understand as Dr. Stacy was speaking on how the word does something on the inside that is working on the outside, that we are being transformed and renewed in our minds, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord God, that is living, that is transformative, that is renewing, that is revitalizing us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for a revival to break out. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that a revival will break out, Lord God, as you're raising us up for such a time as this, Lord God, to take our rightful place, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for the confidence, Lord God, that we don't throw away our confidence, Lord God, but there is a great reward in it, Lord God. I thank you for how you're stirring it up within us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for peeling back the scales from our eyes, Lord God, that we can see it from your perspective, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you for everything you're doing, Lord God. I thank you for healing, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are the healing balm of Gilead, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I speak healing into the atmosphere on today, Lord God. I speak strength into the atmosphere on today, Lord God. I speak love into the atmosphere on today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord, that everything we put our hands to shall be blessed. I thank you, Lord, that it shall multiply, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. You know what the people are standing in need of, Lord God. Those who have prayed out loud and those who have prayed in secret, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you're omnipresent and omniscient, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that the fervent and effectual prayers of the righteous do avail as much, Lord God. And you come and see about your people, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to do what you do only that you can do, Lord God. There's nothing that you can do, Lord God, that'll be too hard, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, for this time of fellowship, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for the upcoming of the faithpreneur, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. How are you going to meet us there, Lord God? How you're moving things and shifting things, Lord God, that you would get all the glory through it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in advance, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare it and decree that it is so, and it is done in Jesus, Matthew's name. And the people of God, open up their mic by touching and agreeing and saying amen and typing in the chat by touching amen. And agreeing by saying amen.
Amen. Woo! I'm glad I came back for the Holy Ghost fire of prayer, because they had a tech glitch so I could come in. Lord, fill it the overflow, Jesus. Yes, Lord, that's the Holy Ghost fire. That's what I'm talking about. That's how we slay these demons up in hell. When the prayers go up, the blessings come down. Woo! God bless you, Minister Boyd. We thank God for your testimony, honey. Kidney, you don't know how God has already repaired. We thank God in advance for the finality of your faith and knowing that God is the restorer of every cell in your body. Ooh, Jesus. All right, look. Yeah. Look, I got to make sure I watch the camera. They might see me shouting. That was a prayer right there, my brother, was it not?
Yes, it was.
Woo! Well, I tell you, I'm going to go on and find me a real quick praise and worship. Let me see before they call me, let me just make sure that they ain't calling me in, because we got to have a blessing with our name on it. Let me just get to after this, because this is after this praise here with Minister Boyd. All right, here we go.
Yeah, and after God the showed song, up. There you go.
Indeed. And after this song, we go ahead and shut down today with this rejoicing. Bless you, Minister Boyd.
We gonna be all right. If we're in 2021, that means we're dancing in the after this. Ha! I get somebody to dance in the after this. Dance in the after this. This moment, I said, dance in the after this. Dance in the after this. Run in the after this. Scream in the after this. You're on the other side of it. It's a tabandala, kuskatadali, a hundred of holy. Dance in the after this. Don't dance like you're on the other side. Praise him because you are on the other side. Tell somebody, I'm in the after this. I can't. Look over at somebody and tell them we're in the after this. Season called after this. Well, if we gonna have church, let's go there. Come on. I'm in the season. Come on, after this. After I've cried. After I've gone through. Keep going to F sharp, Josh. Let's go. I'm in the season. It's called after this. is still all right. Thank you. All right.
Woo! Still running. Woo! Still going. After this, I tell you guys got a blessing with your name on it. After this, I don't know if you not shouting. I don't know about you. Hey! All right, I'm going to do a private shout and try to get myself together because they calling me on live. Jason, you get to close the room down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Love y'all. There's nothing you can do about it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.